At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Gambling was something that I did.
A clever way to circumvent Dan actually making bets himself by using a proxy.
And I became consumed by it.
And now, joined by Bad Larry and Dylan the Graphics Guy, here's Dan Patrick.
You lost 7 units last week.
Dan, 0 for 2. What can I say?
But you lost 7 units.
I know. I was very confident. Hey, 2 minutes to go in a game. I got Burrows. He needs 50 yards and kick a field goal. And we're singing a different tune today. The bookie was happy this week.
Yeah, no shit.
That guy loves you.
Dylan won 2 units last week. And then Shay, what did you lose? Did you win?
Hell yeah, I won, Danny.
Oh, okay. Did you win 3 units?
I won 3 units, absolutely. Okay. Devontae Smith, hello.
And Larry is back to being in last place. It's
all is right in the
all is right. Yeah, yeah. That's
they got to knock our quarterbacks out for us to lose games. They knock Mahomes out. Jacksonville kicks a field goal to cover against us.
That was brutal.
I don't know what San Francisco was thinking. There was nobody. They couldn't have gone in at halftime and said, "Did any of you guys play quarterback in high school?" Because there's got to be 10 guys on the roster who played high school quarterback.
McCaffrey could have played quarterback for sure.
Yeah, throw a couple incomplete so they don't have 9 guys in the box.
And Juszczyk, too. I think it was their emergency.
Yeah.
Jennings, yeah. But yeah. I would have thought that they could have had just put Debo back there, like, you know, change him out.
Yeah.
It would have been better than Brock Purdy trying
to. They definitely didn't game plan for that either.
I don't understand how they came back with the tennis elbow.
What about it?
Took him out of the game for his elbow, and he came back in for what? Like, for what reason?
Just to give the impression that they had a guy listed as quarterback on the roster.
Save face a little bit.
All right. So, recapping, Dylan, anything you want to recap here?
I went 3-1 and just my straight bets. Obviously, had the Niners. We all know how that went. Patrick Mahomes did not score first or any time, actually. But he was moving around a little bit more than I think people thought he was going to.
Well, at least on one play.
Yeah, that was really the one I was thinking of.
Bad Larry had 2 bets. The 4 units with the Bengals -1. They had the Niners. You had the Bengals Chiefs over 47. Mm. And you did win on the Eagles Niners under. So congratulations on that.
After the first game, I was down a unit and very happy position. I had a couple future bets on the 49ers. Not with you guys, but in real life.
Here we go.
No, you always do.
This is real life, Larry.
Here we go.
Larry,
These are losers, Dan. Future bets on the 49ers to make the Super Bowl, and I was still betting Cincinnati in the game. No hedging at all. Just I like Cincinnati.
You're no Gardner.
If they played again, I'd bet Cincinnati again.
All right, you want to recap your stuff, Shay? And Larry, this is reality. You're saying, you know, in reality, I had these other bets. This is the...
We've already sent them down 7 units for the week. That's reality. I got that.
Also, Larry... Okay,
there's an alternate world also, Dan, where I was still very confident in the Bengals.
Why would you bet on them again if they lost?
The Bengals.
Maybe we have a different referee group. No, I'm not even going to say that. I've never seen a replay.
You just did.
You know what? It's 3rd and 9. Let's just do it over because we didn't get
that.
What happened if we picked that ball off and took it for a touchdown?
That was
weird.
You
think they would have replayed that? They would have tore the stadium down.
They would have made...
Just absolutely crazy.
They would have made you replay that.
And then the next play, now the refs should say, okay, we messed up. Cincinnati stopped them. Let's make sure they stop them again and get the punt, get the game back. No, they call the holding penalty on Eli Apple and give him a first down.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm just laughing about reliving that weekend. That's horrible.
I agree with you. There were some calls that play should have, you know, counted. They should have said, hey, our mistake, but you know, the play was we didn't blow it dead. And then people say, well, they didn't score on that drive. Well, you still changed field position and you still ran the clock on the Bengals there. But that's all revisionist history. Doesn't
the
matter.
Eagles, that Devontae Smith reception, the one, which also worked out for Shea too, but that was not a catch.
Okay, here we go. Revisionisthistory.com.
You would admit that too.
I would never admit that.
Shea had Philly. You lost the Bengals. Brock Purdy under 1.5 touchdowns.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
That's a layup.
Both teams completing their first passing attempt.
Cashola.
Yeah. Most receiving yards, Devontae Smith. He had 36 yards.
Never in doubt.
And that one fucking reception,
never
too. That wasn't
in
even
doubt.
A reception.
There we go.
You had Hayden Hurst. You lost that one, scoring a touchdown. And A.J. Brown, an anytime touchdown. Missed that as well.
Coward.
All right. We're going to hold off on your Super Bowl picks for next week.
I do, for the most part. I'm throwing in one Super Bowl special this week.
Okay.
Just because I want to get ahead of the curve.
Okay.
I'm betting on that there will be an octopus in the Super Bowl, Dan, plus 1,400, meaning that a player has to score a touchdown and then subsequently score the 2-point conversion right after.
It's called an octopus.
Yeah.
For the 8 points,
and from the same player.
Those odds
and
are light.
I actually just lied to you. I never knew why it was called an octopus, but that just is the most obvious reason ever.
Doesn't it have eight legs?
Yeah.
Is that
why? No, that's definitely why.
Okay.
But I was like, I just thought it was a cool name.
I had not heard that before.
Yeah, so that's plus 1,400.
Okay. So there will be an octopus.
An octopus.
Okay.
And then, Dan, obviously, in the next couple weekends, it's the American Cornhole League Finals.
Oh, my God.
Everyone will be glued to their TV for this one.
Okay, before you get to that, you guys are still waiting for Bad Larry to show up, make a pit stop through here, and you guys wanted to explain the Wonderlic test that you guys were going to have. It's a drinking game.
Yeah, so obviously we've been trying to get Larry up here for a while now to do our standard Budweiser drinking competition, but he keeps ducking us. So we have an alternate one, too, where
Is this an alternate universe here that Larry's talking about?
Yeah, since we're speaking in alternate universes now, this is a far, far away universe where Larry finally shows up and we all, him, Shay, and I take the Wonderlic test, which obviously everyone knows NFL players have to do at the combine.
50 questions.
50 questions in 12 minutes, but we're going to spice it up where for each beer you drink during the taking of the test, you get an extra point. So you can kind of strategize a little bit.
I think we should have a minimum amount of beers drank before the test begins.
Oh, yeah. Well. We'll get going before the test.
All right. Good.
I would say you get lathered up with six.
Yeah.
Six pack before.
That's nothing to Larry. We should do shots.
Well, no. Larry.
Here we go.
We've talked about this. We're not doing shots.
Coward.
The six pack, I'll lather that up myself before I even see you guys.
Coward.
We're not too concerned about that.
Okay. I will administer the Wonderlic.
You'll be the proctor.
Okay, I'll be the proctor.
The proctor.
Okay, well, thank you. I think a doctor did that to me a couple of weeks ago.
Hey-o!
The proctorologist?
Yes.
Right in the cornhole.
Yeah. Whoa! See what kind of fun you're missing out on, Larry?
But yeah, Larry, so we're thinking the week after the Super Bowl. Do you think you can finally drag your ass up here for that?
I know I'm going to the Providence game in Providence on that Saturday. Now, I don't know if my wife will let me leave Thursday.
We should do that. We should do that.
We'll meet you in Rhode Island.
I might be cutting out on Thursday.
We should go to the Providence game with Larry.
You're not.
How about if Dylan and Shea go to the Providence game with you?
That's fine.
Because you never go to the game itself. You use that as an excuse to get out of town.
Yeah, you're going to be wasted in a bar down there.
That's only the Big East tournament. That's only the Big East tournament.
I went to the Big East. I met Bad Larry at the Big East one year, and he didn't watch one game. Right?
There was a decade I never went to my seat. We would just be in the play-by-play lounge shooting foul shots for money all day.
That's all we did. And I said, you got the most famous arena out here. You got the Big East tournament. And Bad Larry was shooting free throws, drinking beer, making money the whole day.
Not going to lie, that actually sounds pretty fun, too.
15 hours a day. Yeah, we never went to our seats.
Yeah.
A good decade.
All right, so we'll do the Wonderlic.
Yeah.
And then we'll
come up with a...
But he can't do shots.
All right, well, for Larry's sake, I feel like we're always caping to him at this point. But we'll drink beer. We'll just do
Well,
beer.
Don't you want him to show up? If I say you got to do shots and we're going to do Wonderlic test...
Look, if that's going to scare him away, yeah, then
it
sure.
will.
Why does Larry get to write the rules? I don't get it.
You will when you meet me.
There we go.
Dan, it's only making me more curious.
All right. Dan, you're Larry curious at this point.
What, Larry?
We can sit those two on the floor and play a game of caps, Dan. That's a little beer drinking game I like.
I cannot wait for this when you're just going to have to eat
Dan,
all of these
words. Do you remember
that
in Ireland?
Yes, I remember. We played caps in Ireland. And
I'll take you again, Dan. You and I against those two.
No. Because I said to you at the time, I don't need a game to drink, Larry. Right. And you go, no, this is great. We're going to do caps. And then I go, okay, I don't even know what it is. Didn't know what the game was. Larry was great at it. And I'm sitting there drinking. And he goes, no, you don't drink. If you lose, you drink. I go, no, I'm just drinking.
I want to drink.
In Ireland.
I didn't want to wait. Like, if we lost, then we drank. I go, no, if we win, I drink. It didn't matter there.
Was Larry ordering Budweiser's at the bar in Ireland? I feel like they'll beat the shit out of you for that.
No, we were on a kitchen floor at a place in a house in Ireland playing caps with two other guys.
Just random people you met?
No, we knew them. Oh. But
yeah, it was a group. Dan, we don't want to list the losers, do we, Dan?
No.
Heiner and Noel.
John Nolan and John Heiner.
The two Johns.
Yeah.
The two Johns.
And John Nolan I met.
Yeah, you met John Nolan. And then Heiner, they call him... What was his name?
John Heine, H-E-I-N-E, but we call him Heiner.
Yeah,
he was another one of our roommates at Providence.
His last name was Heine.
Heiner. I don't even know her.
So they call him Heiner. We got off the beaten path here. So maybe you do show up. We do beers. We do the Wonderlic because America really wants to see this happen. They want everybody to get together in one place here.
We got to go to the Providence game. We have to.
Yeah.
I think that's the ticket. Larry, get us tickets.
We should do the SAT after.
I think it's 2:00 on Saturday, the 18th.
Okay. Are you staying over on Saturday in Providence?
Yes.
All right. Well, then it's,
you know what? I think I could probably squeeze that in.
Then it sounds like there could be a road trip.
And we have vacation after that, too, so I can go balls to the
wall.
Oh,
that's right. That next week.
Yeah.
We're off. Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples,
free shipping and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I have a couple more bets, Dan.
Okay. What more?
Sorry, he's such a degenerate. I can't wait to see what sport he bets on now.
Oh, no, he said cornhole. You're going to bet on cornhole.
Yep, so there's obviously the men's and the women's finals, Dan. I'm taking Kyle Malone plus 130 on the money line to upset Jamie Graham.
Okay.
For a unit. And then I'm obviously taking Cheyenne Boobenheim money line minus 235 against Rosie Strecker, which are two of the coolest names I've ever seen. But Cheyenne Boobenheim was a name pick alone.
Why do they separate it by the sexes? It's cornhole. Like, there can't be an advantage to being a dude. I mean, what's that about?
I don't know. Should we file a formal complaint? It's
2023,
against
man. Come on.
Anything else you're betting on here, Dylan?
Yep. For no reason whatsoever, I'm taking Arizona to make the Final Four. In basketball, and that, plus 380.
That happened 22 years ago, the last time.
That team has fucked me so many times in the tournament.
They're
so.
Due. That was Richard Jefferson, Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, wow.
That was so long ago.
They lost to Duke.
Ugh. They're always like a three or four seed, too, in the tournament.
Yeah, they
and
are.
Then they get
always.
They just lose in the second round.
Well, what was it? Last year or the year before, weren't they a number one seed?
Yeah, they were one seed 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think.
They crushed me.
Yeah.
Crushed me. I actually watched them play that year. I'm like, damn, they are good. This is going to be
a
surprise.
They're doing it again this year, too.
And then they were at one seed. And I go, oh, now everybody knows. And I thought, I'm still taking them. And then they bow out. Yeah, Marv.
Well, when you're playing Cal and Stanford most of the time, you know.
Okay.
I'd be a one seed, too.
Yeah. Those nerd schools.
Anything else you got there, Dylan?
Yep. UFC/UCF, if you're Bad Larry this weekend. Taking the Black Beast, Derek Lewis.
Yeah, Larry doesn't know that it's UFC. He always calls it UCF.
It's a tricky one, Dan.
Yeah, okay.
Black Knights.
So Derek Lewis over Sergey Spivak by KO or TKO plus 245 for a unit. And then I got to get in early, Dan. Oscars bets. Mm. It's a month away-ish. Taking Banshees of Inisherin to win Best Picture plus 225. I think that line's going to move way down. Four units on that
it's
one.
The value
Four
bet.
Units.
Value it's a great bet. Movie, and yeah, I'm getting the value. It's also the most like Oscars-y movie ever. Like it's artsy and stuff.
Brandon Gleeson and Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Bruges, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I know that you have a different opinion.
Shay, I know that... Seton's on the road, and he went to the Northern Iowa Drake game, mm-hmm. and you felt the need to bet on that game because Seton was there.
Had to.
Okay.
Had
and you
to.
Won.
My good luck charm. Won by the hook. Plus 7.5. Bingo, bango.
It's all
the
right. best. Did you... you lost... What'd you do? You
lost OU. That was a bad bet. I won New Mexico State. How about them Aggies? And then Rutgers laying the 15 against one of the worst teams in the Big Ten.
Minnesota. All right. Bets tonight.
Yeah, I got USF plus 13.5. I got the Ducks plus 8.5 against Arizona. I think it's a fat line. College of Charleston laying the 6.5 against Drexel. And then USD over 159.5.
Your Toreros?
Toreros.
Dude, Charleston's actually really good this year.
Yeah, CSC ain't bad.
And then early Super Bowl bets?
Yeah, four units on the heads every time, every year.
Okay. Mm. I asked Picture Day Ray, I said, give me the breakdown. He said, heads... has been called 27 times. Tails 29 times.
We're due.
I'm actually going to go ahead and fire because I always take tails.
This is the best
tails,
odds you're right. going to get. This is I hammer this every year. The best odds I'm going to get are 50-50.
Yep. Yeah.
Believe me.
Still juice, though.
I don't care. Yeah. Lay it.
I'm going to do the same for tails, Ray, four units.
All right. Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
right. Bad Laird, you got anything you're betting
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to wait my Super Bowl picks till next week.
Yes.
But I did put in three guys for the what are they playing, Pebble Beach this week?
Yes, they are.
I figured that's what you guys would do. I didn't realize Dylan was going to bring in foosball or something in.
Of course. Wait, are there lines for foosball?
If there was a foosball line, you'd bet on it, Larry.
That actually sounds electric.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Pebble Beach.
Top 20, S.H. Kim, Maverick McNeely, and Victor Hovland.
And race spells it Hovland.
Bengals, Bangles, Hovland, whatever his name is.
It's Victor Hovland. A lot of people like Maverick McNeely to win.
It's his home course, right?
I don't know.
I think that's where he grew up.
His dad's a billionaire. I guess he could play with everyone. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Maverick McNeely is such a billionaire dad name.
Yeah.
Maverick.
Yeah. Maverick.
Name my son Maverick.
Hi, Maverick. And my other son is Top Gun.
Goose.
Cruise.
Talk about best picture. I mean, hello.
It's definitely going to win a bunch.
It snuck in top 10. All I wanted was it to get nominated. That was it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And he said, how about we recognize? All right. What else do you have, Lair?
And then just Maverick McNeely and Victor Hovland.
Hovland.
Hovland. Hovland.
Hovland. Hovland.
I'm going to take
all three of them top 20 and just Maverick and Victor top 10.
I'm going to add Maverick McNeely to miss the cut, Ray.
Wow.
Is there a cut? The program? Yes. Yeah, there is.
It's home course. You're not going to let him miss the cut. What, hon?
The course doesn't abide by anything, Larry.
Wait, but why do you do that? You piss away units when you work hard to get these units. Year,
I do. I think I'm spending them wisely. Fading Larry has worked out for me well in the past.
Fair.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it hasn't always, for sure, but... I'm a risk taker, Dan.
I know, but this allows Bad Larry to get back in.
But these aren't attached to our postseason football standings,
okay.
Right? These are just general
standalone, okay.
Just general gambling.
You
at
guys
large.
Are betting your own money, and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody want anything on Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
What, Larry?
No, nothing. My wife just called in an order that I got to go pick up for her, and she's letting me know that it's not from the regular place that she usually orders. It's from a different restaurant.
Holy shit.
That's no big deal. I'm walking out with my phone. It's no big deal, Dan.
Okay.
These are the 2000s, Dan. We have cell phones now.
You are so busy doing nothing.
Oh, I know.
Nobody is busier doing nothing than you.
I totally agree. I mean...
Right. Larry, that rock you keep in your pocket, you can't call that a cell phone. You sent us a video one time.
And
it was literally, you couldn't even tell what it was.
Oh, and the other thing we didn't talk
about.
It's
like a Rorschach
test. Dylan, I owe you a beer.
Oh, for Manasquan High School basketball, right?
Oh.
Beat St. Rose.
I fucking knew that was going to happen, too.
You bet on.
We bet it as a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Yep.
The real line should have been St. Rose by 10.
There we go.
They're 1-2 in the
show. But you didn't.
Again.
Larry, you're just bringing it up now.
I forgot about it last week.
I know, but you're bringing up what the line should have been.
No, I should have been given 10.
Oh, okay.
If you bet the money line on that thing, you would have made 10 units.
I picked the upset. I like the plus sign.
Okay, all right. So you guys stooping so low to bet on, South Jersey basketball.
Yeah, that's really where we're at. I'll take a martini, actually, Larry.
Dan, you applauded his octopus bet a second ago. And now we're talking about high school basketball.
Well, that's at least in the Super Bowl. We don't even know these schools in, South Jersey, Larry.
Yeah, we got to do some scouting. Let's go to South Jersey with Larry.
We'll just get sharp on Jersey College or high school basketball.
Let's do it.
Field trip.
Anything else that needs to be brought up here?
Larry, what was your SAT score?
Ooh. Did they have the SAT?
1250, and I took them once.
Bullshit.
Not like these guys who take courses now and then go and take them 10 times.
I took the ACT on acid.
And it worked, right?
Yeah, I got like a 20-something.
Yeah,
it was
great. I know people who weren't on acid that did way worse than that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I think I had a 14.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I think so.
No shit?
Yeah.
Danny.
I took mine at... Mine was at 2,400 because of the writing.
No, the ACT.
Oh, ACT. I got a 30, I think.
You're east of the Mississippi. Do they make you take it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I got into school. My grades were dog shit.
school, fucking nerds.
I overthought it, you know, and then you had to get like an 18, I think,
to graduate
get into college. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that was like the that's the baseline.
Yeah, baseline. And I was like, oh my god, I don't even know if I can get into college.
Thank God you could shoot.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. All right. What, Ray?
So if we're talking about low scores, does anyone have any ideas who the lowest Wonderlic scores of all time are?
Vince Young.
The NFL. He's in there. He's sixth.
A former LSU defensive back.
That is correct. He's at four. Morris Claiborne.
Yeah, no shit.
Frank Another Gore. Cowboy. Yeah.
There's some Frank big Gore. Names in here. Frank Gore, sixth. He got
Jamarcus.
A six. No, he's not in there, actually.
Dude, six is so hard to do. It's 50 questions in 12 minutes. Like,
yeah, but a lot of these guys don't even care about it.
Well, they ain't been to school since eighth grade.
Yeah,
nobody made him go to school in high school.
But these questions, these aren't real questions that you answer every day.
No, it's just like dumb like reasoning and
yeah, like if you leave from this train station and you get there, but then what time is it the day before if you would have left and went the other direction? You know, like, no, I don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, most of the shit in school is not applicable these day and age.
No, well.
Or at least I tell myself that.
But you graduated from college.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you didn't?
No, no, fuck no.
Did you go to college?
I did. I went for a minute or two.
The old college try.
No, I went to North Texas in Denton. And the only class I got a grade in was political science. All the other classes, I mean, I couldn't find half of them, so I just didn't even try. It was a big campus. I was busy.
Why did you go to college to begin with?
I guess people like expected you to. And I was, you know, thinking about college football and all this other bullshit. And, you know, I just really got into it instead of school. I got into howling at the moon, Danny.
Mm. Okay. Got after it.
That was my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
You were summa cum laude.
Oh, man. I was a kingmaker.
You were
in that
summa,
town.
Yeah. Summa consume latte. Man.
Consume a latte.
Yeah.
I don't think I went to class sober one time.
And Bad Larry, you were a good student?
Yeah, a good student, got good grades, didn't do any homework.
Nerd. You
know, never studied.
Yeah, but, fucking nerd.
Yeah, virgin.
Easy way, as you would expect.
Meet you in the library, nerd.
I went to every class. I didn't miss class. I went to every class, but I just didn't do any homework.
Fucking
and
square.
Whatever I retained from class is what I regurgitated on the test.
Shay is calling you a virgin.
Yeah. Kill prove him wrong, Larry.
Yeah.
See some receipts, Larry.
Yeah.
He'll have that opinion for two more weeks.
What? What'd he say?
What?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, so
I said you'll have that opinion for two more weeks till we meet.
Okay.
Are you going to have sex with Dylan?
That's what it sounds like.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're going to take the Wonderlic.
That's a gamble for you, Dylan. Yeah.
All right, now okay. I'm going to be the one ducking.
Okay, now, hold it. You know what? You better tell your wife what you're up to, Larry. And your sister-in-law, too.
I'm Mary Beth White or Larry White. Yes.
Okay. At least tell us what she ordered.
Yeah.
Pastrami?
I don't know what she ordered.
Shay and Irving podcast here as we dip into February. What do we need to know? The audience can, wherever they consume their podcast, can listen to Shay and Irving's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just went over This Week in DGen History. And I don't know if you all remember this, but remember when Justin Timberlake gave us a titty for America?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, that was yesterday, several years ago.
Yeah.
Something we should remember and honor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember working that Super Bowl. Mm. And we slowed down the videotape many times. Like, back it up, back it up, back it up.
It was good.
So, Shay and Irving podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and we'll talk to you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Good luck, y'all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.